Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day. I think I said yesterday's day wrong. Today is the 20th of September, so please forgive me for that slight. I often, when I'm stuck in my office, I don't know which day it is. So anyway, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to be continuing our journey through the book of Nehemiah, one of my favorite Old Testament books. And we are in Nehemiah. This is just one of those days. Nehemiah 7, verses 1 through 15, and we'll finish up Nehemiah 7 tomorrow. All right, this is what it says in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. Now when the wall had been built, and I had set up the doors, and the gatekeepers, the singers, and the Levites had been appointed, I gave my brother Hanani charge over Jerusalem, along with Hananiah, the commander of the citadel, for he was a faithful man and feared God more than many. And I said to them, the gates of Jerusalem are not to be opened until the sun is hot. While the gatekeepers are still standing guard, let them shut and bar the doors. Appoint guards from among the inhabitants of Jerusalem, some at their watch posts and others before their own houses. The city was wide and large, but the people within it were few and no houses had been built. Then my God put it into my mind to assemble the nobles and the officials and the people to be enrolled by genealogy. And I found the book of genealogy of those who were the first to come back, and I found the following written in it. These are the people of the province who came up out of captivity of those exiles whom King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had carried into exile. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to his own town. They came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramiah, Nahamani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispereth, Bigvai, Nehum, Bena. The number of the Israelite people, the descendants of Parosh, 2,172. Of Shephatiah, 372. Of Arah, 652. Of Pahath Moab, namely the descendants of Jeshua and Joab, 2,818. On Elam, 1,254. Of Zatu, 845. Of Zakai, 760. Of Binui, 648. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you. I know it's not easy to just read a bunch of names, but what I love about that, Lord, is that our names matter to you, and people matter to you. Individuals matter to you. You created us all in your image. And so, Lord, as your image bearers, help us to find you in the midst of people, even difficult people. Lord, today I know that we all have difficult people in our lives and it's hard to find the goodness in them. But your word says in 1 Corinthians 13 that we should rejoice with righteousness. We should rejoice with goodness. And we should, in other words, we should find the goodness in people. And so, Lord, help us to do that today. Lord, we thank you that Nehemiah had this desire to protect Jerusalem. And he often placed people who lived in those areas, probably in tents, because it says the houses had not been rebuilt, to defend the area that they were living in. And I think that was such a wise decision on his part. I also love what he had to say about Hananiah, the commander of the citadel. It says he was a faithful man and feared God more than many. So Lord, I pray that we would be like him, that we would be like Hananiah, that we would fear you more than many. And to fear you means to worship you, to revere you, to have no other idols, but to have you as our center and as our God. And so Lord, help us today to abandon ourselves to you, to surrender, to take this moment in prayer every day to stop and to ask again for your forgiveness of the things that maybe we have not kept short accounts with you about. To say, Lord, we have in our attitudes, in our actions, in our minds, we have sinned and we need your forgiveness. Lord, we again choose to surrender our pain, our worry, our fretting, our jealousy, our envy. We surrender it to you. We ask for forgiveness for it. And we ask that you would take all the burdens we bear, especially our financial burdens, our health burdens, our physical burdens, our burdens of family and friends that have gone astray, our burdens of relationships that we wish were different, abandonment issues and betrayals. Lord, we surrender all of this to you afresh. And we ask, with everything inside of us, that we would be people who fear you more than most, that we would revere you and worship you. Surrendering to you is our worship to you. And so I thank you for this opportunity just to reorient our hearts and our minds right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. This podcast is brought to you today by Lynita Smith. She's written a memoir called Curtain Call. And you can find out more at lynetasmith.com. It's L-Y-N-E-T-A Smith. And click on the freebies tab and you can get a free chapter, chapter one of this book. I don't know if you're like me, but I kind of like to sample something before I buy it, kind of like going to Costco and getting all the samples before I choose to get that spring roll that I wondered if it tastes okay. Well, she is offering that. Now, this memoir is her words and her story about coming to the end of herself and realizing that in that place of anger and bitterness and asking God, why did all these terrible things happen to me? God interrupted that sadness and said, will you trust me with your story? And she says this, she said, I agree to step out of my stage perfect Christian life and into the journey toward healing and finally seeing him as a good, loving God. And so if you're looking for a story to encourage you toward healing and your own healing journey, I encourage you to pick up A Curtain Call, a memoir by Lynita Smith. Thanks, Lynita, for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you want to be a sponsor of the show, you can email Kristen. Her email is newsletter@marydemuth.com, and she'll get you set up. Thanks so much.